Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Maron Imi Marasi Sheyichu. So much to Veshner Reis on Moshe Mordechai. Chayich HaVefega Bas Michal Dispas. Restore the Stilu Avidu Yisuk Ben Bracha. With Moshe Ben Rezol. Esther and Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah. Tavar Avram Ben Maris and Miriam. Rav Yosef Svi Maris and Miriam. Maris Naomi Sar Bas Maris and Miriam. Hey, Machon of Mele, Machigatus Bachel Esther, Bachel Sam Jose Adel, Machon of Mele, Minishmas, Reclaim Tzvi, Ben Eliyahu. And we're going to be learning the Siyata Dishmaya, the Inyan of eating on kosher in the army. And we're also going to be learning the Inyan of Chiyuve, Gedr Chiyuve, Mitzvah Esse, Velosa Se, how much you have to spend in order to be Mekayim, mitzvahs. And this is based in the Torah made of Rabbeinu Gaon HaGadol Mufla Mufla Rav Manzitzal. Rambam, Malachim 8:1, writes, Chalutze Yitzal V'yishkanzu Gavula Akum V'yich B'shum V'yesh B'mehem Mutam Lechon L'Vel Shevz B'sar Chaz V'yetzivahem. When you have the army, the soldiers in the army, when they enter into the gvul of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and they capture the area and they take captives, they are allowed to eat nevelis and treifus. They're allowed to eat nevelis, treifus, and besar chazir. It's a very shocking gemara if you've never heard it before. They're allowed to eat most unkosher food, not only like food that might not have the best hechsher, but food that's mamish treif, veilus treifus, etc. Sar chazir. Similarly, im yirav leimotzim la'yochel machasel asur. If they're hungry, and they don't find, these soldiers are hungry, and they don't find anything else to eat except for these forbidden foods. They can drink yain nesach. So from tradition we learn that you're going to be zeuche when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the house is filled with all good, and that's talking about the napes of chazerim, pig meat. It's an unbelievable drasha. That batim aleim kol tuv is arfi chazirim. Akoponim, that's the Rambam. The mokor of the Rambam is in Sugi of Chulin 17a, Ubatim Aleim Kol Tu, Sakti Gemore, Vyemi Barba Amarav, Kosli de Chazile, Chatichois Shmenois, Shel Bisav Chazir. So it's that the Rambam says that it's only talking about when someone's hungry and they don't have what to eat. That it doesn't say in the Gemara. The Ramban, in his Perish Al Torah, Dvarim Perak Vav Pasik Yud, is Cholek on the Rambam. And he says it's not true. Shlobishvil pikoch nefesh rabon hutu b'shas mulchama el la'achar shekovshu ha'orim ha'gdoilos v'atoivos v'yishbu mei behen hitir lehem shalal loyvehen. Ayin sham. Doesn't have to be pikoch nefesh rabon. Just after they capture the big cities and they take captives and they dwell in them, and they dwell in them, hitir lahem shalalei vein. They were permitted to eat the booty of the enemies. So you have to understand, if it's mutter when they're hungry without pikuach nefesh, so it's mutter. You can't be matir and iser because they're hungry. So why does the Rambam say that it's only mutter when they're hungry? Maish, not that they're hungry. We also have to understand what the makor is. It's learned from Ve'achalta, Mechitesi, it's only when they're hungry. It's discussed by the Maritz Chayis and Chulin of Yitzayin. Klichemda, Sof Parshas Ve'eschan, Parshas Terachim, Drush Ches, Turei Evin, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel. So in these latter sources, in the Klichemda and the Parshas Terachim, Torei Evin, And the Radbaz is merames to this, his parish here on the Rambam, the Taman is from the Sugya. The Sugya in Meseches Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin, Mar there says that Rav Yirmiya asks, why Rav Yirmiya? Evari Basar Nechira, the limbs of unshechted animals that were in the hands of the Jewish people in the Midbar, and they brought them into Eretz Israel, is it mutter? Are they allowed to eat? Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, they can eat unshechted animals in the desert. What about once they get into Eretz Israel? Are they allowed to eat this meat? Marcus Amos, what's Rabbi Yirmiya's question about? If it's talking about the 7 years that they captured Eretz Israel, can't say that. Because in the 7 year they were capturing Eretz Israel, about the Malayim Kol Tuv, and that's including Chazir, the Gemara says, so it's Pashat, they're allowed to eat unshechted meat. They're allowed to eat Chazir, they're allowed to eat unshechted meat. So Vad in the 7 years that they're Koivish, they're allowed to eat Sar Nechira. So it's talking about after the 7 years. Are they allowed to eat the meat they brought in with them to Eretz Israel? That's a suffix. And the other, in the Gemara says, Vibay Sema, another possibility. Really, we're talking about the 7 years that they captured Eretz Israel. That's the Shiloh, they allowed to eat the Sar Nechira. And in those years, what's permitted to them is the Shalom of the Ode Kochavim, that the Jewish people take from them. Uvatim Aleim Kol Tuv, it's talking about what belonged to the Goyim. But the Bidhulo Ishtari. But their own is not permitted. What's the only thing that's permitted? It belonged to the guy. That's what's permitted to eat. But their own meat, if they brought in Bisar Nechira, maybe that's not permitted. So according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, Shiloh is on the first, on the after the first 7 years, and according to the second pshat in the Gemara, the Shiloh is talking about the first 7 years, not after the first 7 years, but the first 7 years. That enachinami, they're allowed to eat shalov de kochavim. Who says that they're allowed to eat their own neisa? That's the sugi of the Gemara. The Gemara firdois mitateku. The Gemara concludes with a teku. Now, according to the Rambam, it's an afkamina beivari baser nechira shelo b'shas rava. According to the Rambam, there's an afkamina. Because what about evari baser nechira when they're not hungry? It's not permitted midin batu maleim kol tuv. Now, the Rambam only permitted the chazir and the nevelis and the trefis when they're hungry. But when they're not hungry, they're not permitted. When the Jews are not hungry, when the chayalim, when the soldiers are not hungry, then the chazir is not permitted. So then the shaila would be, Gemara could say, according to the Rambam, evari basar nechira, the limbs of unshechted animals, when they're not hungry. And you can't say, even the Goyish stuff is permitted, because it's not if they're not hungry. So why doesn't the Gemara say that, according to the Rambam? In the Drush V'chidish of Rabbi Kivegra and Marach HaTes, and the Chidush Echsam Sofer and Chulin, they say that the Rambam is following the Lishna Basra, that what's permitted only is Shalal Didhu. The only thing that's permitted is what belongs to the Goyim. Goyish food, not the Jewish food. And according to the Havamina, that's the Gemara's maskana is that everything that only what belongs to the Goyim is permitted, but not their own. And according to the Havamina, that everything is permitted, so it's mutter even shelo b'shas rava. And that's why the Gemara had the kasha. The Gemara said, if everything is permitted, in the Havamina, if everything is permitted, then what's the shaila b'cha? Of course, b'sar nechir is permitted. Everything's permitted, and only in the maskana we get to the fact that it's shalal oivim is only permitted. The ga'isha food is only permitted. The b'sar chazir is only permitted b'shas ravon. We didn't know that in the havamina, and that's why the Gemara had the shaila, because we didn't know that it's only referring to shalal oivim. We thought that everything is permitted. So if everything is permitted, b'sar chazir and everything is permitted, even shalo b'shas ravon, so why should b'sar nechira not be permitted? Everything is permitted shalo b'shas ravon. And then the Gemara's conclusion is no, according to the Lishna Basra, that the only thing that's permitted is the heiliger b'sar chazir. It's not so heilig, but it's heilig because you're allowed to eat it if it's shalal oivim and they're hungry. So that's what the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger say, the Shver and the Edom, father-in-law and the son-in-law. See also the Maritz Chayis in Chulin, and Barichos in the Sefer Torahs Nevi'im in the ninth parak, and Rav Shach here in the Aviezri, in Melachim 8:1, that the Geder of the Heder is like the Heder of Yifas Toyar. See also about this in the Meshachachim at the end of Parshas Veschanan. Better they eat Basar Tumutos Shutos, and it's sort of like a B'diyevet, a Dachuk, like a Heder that the Torah gives. It's connected to Yitzhahar since they have a taiva. In other words, b'shal shigirav ve'in lo ma'yoychal, just like a yafas toyar, is only mutter when he takes b'shivya, you know, he's in the state of war, so we permit it b'doychak. So hu adin kan, like the Teretz Basra, like the latter, like the second Teretz of the Gemara, that it's a b'doychak that we allow shalal oivim because they're hungry and they're just at war, so in Mela they can eat the Chazir. But this is very difficult because the Rambam didn't write a heter b'shalal b'tu dafka. Where does the Rambam only write that it refers to what belongs to the goyim? Rambam says you're allowed to eat anything on kosher. Nevelus, treifus, b'sar chazir. That's not only where we're referring to the shalal goyim. And that's the kasha of the Rosh Yosef in Chulin, that I'll quote upon him, there are two l'shaynis. So it's odd that the Rambam was matir everything. Rambam should have only been matir their booty, the unkosher food that belonged to the goyim. But you see, the Rambam doesn't do that. So the Achronim that we mentioned want to say that the Rambam is passing like the Lishna Basra. How can the Rambam be passing like the Lishna Basra? The Shabbat says only Shalal Ditu is permitted. Only their booty, the booty of the Goyim. And the Rambam doesn't breathe a word of that. So that's the Haguf Akash and the Rambam. Why he doesn't? How can you be so Makel? We have two Lashonos in the Gemara. So why is the Rambam more Makel than the Gemara? The Gemara is not sure what the answer is. And the Rambam says, no, it's Beseder. You can eat everything, all the unkosher food. So that's the Kash and the Rambam. But you can't say Pshat and the Rambam, is that the Rambam is passing like the Lishna Basra. Because he's not, the Rambam's allowing all unkosher food, not only what belongs to the Goyim. You see in the Minchas Chinuch and Tavkuf Chav Zayin, the Yad Melech over here, how he discusses the Kasha of the Rosh Yosef. We also have to understand what the Rambam writes over here, Chalutzei Tzava, Dimash Medirak Leloichamim Mutter Velo Lechol Ha'am. The Rambam seems to say that it's only the warriors, right? Because the Rambam says, Chalutzei Tzava. Chalutzei Tzava, that implies only the warriors. Ve'emezeb em'iri v'chulin, and Rav Baz here, and the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned, Tav Kav Kuf Chav Zayin. And if that's true, what's the Kashi of the Gemara? Rav Yirmiyah had a Shaila. What about B'sar Nechira? So Rav Yirmiyah's Shaila was about everybody else. They don't have the Heter of Chalutzei Tzava. Everybody else doesn't have the heter of the chayalim. You have over here a special heter for chayalim. So we asked him, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's your shayla? They allowed to eat b'sar nechira. They allowed to eat chazir. No, the chayalim are allowed to eat chazir. The regular people are not. So his shayla was about the regular people eating b'sar nechira. So the Gemara's difficulty doesn't make sense according to the Rambam. If the whole head there of Bisar Chazir is only for the soldiers, then Rav Yirmiyah's shayla is a good shayla. It's talking about the rest of the people. So what's the Gemara's problem? The Kli Chemda asked this kashan, Parshas Ve'eschanan. So what do we have to say? We have to say, according to what the Gemara answers in the first teretz, that it's only mutter in the 7 years they were capturing the land. In the 7 years they were capturing land, that's when we allowed the Chazir. And the Shail of Bisar Nechira, we allowed it to Bisar Nechira from the Midbar after the 7 years. You're only allowed to eat, that's his Shaila. His Shaila is after the 7 years. Right, like the Gemara says, in the first Teretz, that El Achar Mikan, after the 7 years, the first 7 years, everything is permitted. And Rav Yirmiyah's Shaila is, what about eating the Basar Nechira after the 7 years? If you say that the heter is only after this, the question is only after, if the first 7 years, you're allowed to eat anything. For the first 7 years, everything is permitted. And the shaila is after the 7 years. In the years that they're being kovesh, everything is permitted. You're allowed to eat basar nechira, and you're allowed to eat the soldiers. Are allowed to eat Bisar Nechira, and the soldiers are allowed to eat the Chazir and Avelis and Treifus of the Goyim. That's the first 7 years. And then the Shaila is, what's going to be for the soldiers after the first 7 years? But the question is, how do you have this Bisar Nechira after 7 years? How do you have Bisar Nechira from the Midbar? How do they preserve meat for 7 years? They had freezers? They didn't have freezers. And the Aris Tavash asked that kasha. And he adds that the Gemara already understands it's a doichak. Because the Gemara says, Amas, like when are we talking about? When are we talking about? So it's already assumed in the question that it's hard to say when we're talking about, because within the first 7 years, so Dover Tame is mutter, so then everything should be mutter. And after the 7 years, so how are they going to have meat still remaining? How are they going to have, how is the meat still preserved? So what's B'chal the Shaila? So then what's the teretz of the Gemara after 7 years? It's very doichak to say such a thing. Kli Chemda discusses this. So it must be that gufa is what the Gemara is coming to teach us. That the head there is when they're waging war. And for this reason, it's only in the 7 years that they're fighting. The head there is basic muhammad. And that's why it's mutter when they're engaging in war. And on that, the Gemara says that it's only a head there for the people who are soldiers. And then you're going to have an afkamina in the 7 years they're capturing for the women and those who are not engaging in war. And then we answer the kasha of the Aris Tavash, who says, how did they preserve the meat for 7 years? Because according to what we're explaining, the suffix isn't after the 7 years. The suffix is within the 7 years for those who aren't soldiers. So that's now the Teretz Kama. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? And the Gemara says, Basar Nechira, when they came to Eretz Israel, is it permitted? Gemara says, when is this? If it's in the 7 years, they capture it, so they're allowed to eat. The soldiers are allowed to eat. Davar Tameh, so they're certainly allowed to eat Basar Nechira. El Achar Mikan. La'achar Mikan. Afterwards. What do you mean afterwards? How did you preserve the meat for after 7 years? So the answer is that within the 7 years, who's it permitted for? It's permitted for the within 7 years, who do we permit unkosher food for? For the soldiers. The soldiers are allowed to eat unkosher food within the 7 years. And the shaila is, are the soldiers allowed to eat the unkosher food? Are they allowed to eat the Bisar Nechira after the 7 years? But how are you going to possibly have Bisar Nechira after the 7 years? So the answer is, Enachinami. Probably won't, but it's going to be a nafkamina for within the 7 years for non-soldiers. That's why it says, Ilem Abisheva Shekavshu. If you're going to say it's the 7 years they're capturing, if they're Mutter Yidu Dvar Tameh, they're also allowed to eat Bisar Nechira. If they're allowed to eat Dvar Tameh, but who's it talking about? It's talking about the soldiers. It's Pashat that the soldiers are allowed to eat Bisar Nechira within the 7 years that they're capturing. But what about the regular citizens? What about the women? What about the women? So that's it. So the suffix is b'soich sheva l'misha'eno chalutzei tzava. Suffix is within the 7 years for those who are not soldiers. So that's why it says el achar mikain. So el achar mikain is going to be no nafkamina because you can't preserve the meat for the soldiers. But you understand from that that within the 7 years it's only permitted for people who are the unkosher food is only permitted for the soldiers. But the shaila is, what about Bisar Nechira? You're right, so the regular people are not allowed to eat the chazir and the nevelos and trefis. What about Bisar Nechira that was permitted in the Midbar? Are they allowed to eat that in Eretz Yisrael? So that's a suffix. B'soich sheva misheinam mechalutzei tzava. So that's all according to the first teretz. But the suffix taka is, for those who are non-soldiers, within the first 7 years, are they allowed to eat Bisar Nechira? But when the Gemara gives another teretz, that the heter is only if it's goyish of food, there's nothing to do with Esek HaMulchama, but rather it's a Heter Shalom. We're permitting booty. That's Macholas Asuros, like we see in Rashi, in the Pasuk of Achalta Shloi Vecha, that's the Yisod Din Shalom. You're allowed to eat your enemies, the booty, their unkosher food. So Memela, that has nothing to do with soldiers. The second teretz has nothing to do with soldiers. The second teretz that says that we're talking about shalom mochama is not soldier dick. Anybody's allowed to eat shalom mochama. It's a special heter on malchalos asuros of a war. So according to the second teretz, we're not referring dafka to the soldiers. Everybody's allowed to eat the unkosher food. Everybody's allowed to eat the chazir and the nevelos and the treifos of the enemy. So that's according to the Lishna Basra. So in the Lishna Basra, it's not talking only about soldiers. Lishna Basra is referring to everybody. It's b'sheva shekavshu. And ki yishteru lehu, what's permitted for them? The goyisha unkosher food. For everybody. And the shaila is, what about their own Bisar Nechira? So the second teretz is referring to everybody, not just the soldiers. But the Rambam writes that we're talking here about the soldiers. The soldiers are allowed to eat the unkosher food. Mutter lehem lechol nevelos v'chefus v'sar chazir. According to the Rambam, only the soldiers are allowed to eat. So therefore we see that the Rambam is passing in like the Lishna Kama. We see that the Rambam is passing in like the Lishna Kama. Because it's according to the Lishna Kama, we said that the suffix was about other people eating Bisar Nechira within the 7 years. But as far as the soldiers are concerned, within the 7 years, they can eat all the unkosher food. Bisar Nechira, Nevelos, Trefis, they're allowed to eat everything. The soldiers, according to Lishna Kam, are allowed to eat any unkosher food. Not only Shalal Ditu, You're allowed to eat any kosher, not only what the booty of the animal, but any unkosher food. And then we come back to our question of why does the Rama paskin like the Lishna Kama? And we have a Lishna Basra that's more limiting. Because Lishna Basra only permits the shalal of the oivim. But the Lishna Basra doesn't permit our own unkosher food. And the Lishna Kama permits all unkosher food for the soldiers. So how can the Rambam Paskin be Mekel when the Gemara is not Mekel? The Gemara is not clear if it's Paskin like the first or second Lashon. And yet the Rambam seems to take the first Lashon and he permits the soldiers to eat any unkosher food. Why does the Rambam go and that take that route? We also have to understand why the Rambam says v'yichbishum v'yishbu mehem. They take captives. Mechi Tesi, is anything about taking captives. Chalutzei Tzava, when they go into a Gentile territory, they capture it and then they take captives. They're allowed to eat the unkosher food. Mechi Tesi, there's captives? Why do they have to take captives? We also have to understand there's a machlokes Ramban Rambam. According to the Ramban, this is talking about only milchamas relating to Eretz Yisrael, kipashte. And according to the Rambam, it's talking about all milchamas. The Rambam talks about all wars. The Ramban says it's only wars for Eretz Yisrael. So what's the shorish machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? This is discussed by the Beis Yitzchak in the Chuvus Nira Derech Elik Aleph Mem Dalet Ches, the Beis Kofi Dalet Yedalet, Kli Chemda, Beis Chanan, Vod Vod Vild. That we have the Parash of Hagolas Kalim in Milchemes Midyan. Milchemes Midyan wasn't a Milchema for Eretz Yisrael. So that would imply that if it's not for Eretz Yisrael, then the unkosher food isn't permitted. It's only the Milchamas for Eretz Yisrael, like the Ramban. So according to the Rambam, why do you need a parsh of Hagala for Milchamas Midyan? And where are you allowed to eat unkosher food? So what do you need to do Hagala and the Kalim for? It's also discussed by the Or Chadash of Pesachim Mem Gimel and Beis. Like I said, the Yitzchak and Tzlach and Levariyeh. And again, we'd like to understand the Svaras HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And in order to understand this, we have to be makdim, the Gedra of Chiyuve Mitzvah Seh Velo Seh, how far you have to go to be Mekayim and Mitzvah. And that, sweetest friends, is our Avodah for the next year. And we have a lot of incredible things to talk about. Very, very exciting. So please stay tuned and we will do it. So thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom. And after we take a detour talking about that, we're going to come back here and we're going to hopefully explain this sugya. Awesome. Thanks for listening, sweet friends. Love you. Thank you. Shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.